This is Alive with Joseph.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Please take your seats. We thank God. God bless you. If somebody says God bless you, it is not just a normal statement. We are invoking power. Hallelujah. So never take it for granted. When somebody says to you, God bless you, understand what that person is saying. Because your mind would have transformed. You would have received the information that God bless you is a true statement. Praise God. Because God is listening. 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 1, NLT says, this letter is from Pastor Joseph, chosen by the will of God to be a messenger of Christ Jesus and presented here by me, Brother Sean Ramatlodi. Praise God. You can put it up. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 1, New Living Translation. The word of God is alive and active. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So we find relevance in the word of God. It is timeless. Praise God. So this morning we're going to look at the wisdom of the just. Praise God. The wisdom of the just. Yes. So this shows us that we shouldn't act like we do not have information that is prepared. There is. God has given us the material that we need for our authentication, such that our walk will not be blind. So we walk in the already prepared material. Information is available for us. It is up to us to access that information. Praise God. Luke chapter number 1, verse 17 says, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. So there is restoration. And the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Amen. This was Angel Gabriel talking to Zechariah that John the Baptist would go before Christ to prepare a nation to be ready for him. Now he's talking about understanding there. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So this is wisdom prepared and ready for those that are in Christ. You are excluded if you are not in Christ. Hallelujah. So it is wisdom that finds pleasure in man. Remember, he says this wisdom finds pleasure in the habitable parts of the earth. So this is where men are. The habitable, this is where men stay. So wisdom of God finds pleasure among us here. He rejoices over us. Praise God. So it is accessed through information in Christ. It is not a wishful thinking. We're not going to wish that, no, you see, God loves all of us. Everybody's going to heaven. It is not like that, Manamre. That is error. So it is accurate. This information prepared is accurate. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So we are now transformed into this information. It seeks to transform us. So every transformation first works with our understanding. So God works with understanding. Then we are then transformed. So we are transported by information. Any person who's born again today was because of information. Anyone. He says, how would they know unless a preacher is sent? So a preacher must come and give you a set of material such that you will respond and accept the salvation prepared for you. Praise God. So none of us was born again from the mother's womb. Yes. So if that is the information you got, at the end of the service, we will take you through the correct way that is prepared for us. Amen. Hallelujah. So transformation, we recognize that it is dependent on Christ alone. It requires our understanding. This is a mental comprehension. So in Christianity, we are not born again and blind. Those days are past. That a person is a spirikoko, yet they lack understanding. A spirikoko doesn't watch news. They don't watch news. They think news are evil. News are demonic. They don't read material of the world that will help the mind. They don't. Yet they lack understanding. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So it requires understanding, the mental comprehension, because it involves our decision making. So God has given us that power to decide. We can even decide against him. We are free to do that. Are you aware that man is so wise that in their wisdom, they reject the God who given that, who've given them that wisdom? That is the free will, the power of free will. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So, we cannot agree with God unless we understand his message. We can't. Praise the Lord. So, he has prepared all that we need for life and godliness. God has prepared for us. Everything that God has prepared is for men. God is sufficient. He's sovereign by himself. So all that God has prepared is for us. Understand your importance. Understand how important you are to this God. Hallelujah. Now, back to Luke 1:17. He says to turn the hearts of the disobedient to the wisdom of the just. Now, turning the hearts, it is to thoroughly prepare a believer, to awaken the believer's true nature. Each of us has a nature that is after Christ, that is after God. That's why men are hungry for spirituality. Every man belongs somewhere. But unfortunately, it's two. It is light or darkness. There is no middle ground. The one who is saying, I'm an atheist, belongs to Satan. That is the truth. The one who dies outside Christ does not go to Christ. How is it that now Christ is invading the rights of that person? They lived here on earth without Christ. Now that they're dead, say, oh, mudimu rataka mukai. No. When we die, my mother-in-law likes saying this, when we die, you don't have a choice of where you are going after death. You are directed. You either directed to heaven or you are directed. You don't choose. Praise God. So, to turn the hearts of the disobedient, it is to awaken them, the internal fitness and strength, or to strengthen the faculty of reasoning the believer is equipped with. So, strengthening is by training. You see now. So, when you are strengthened, it means that you are together, but you might be weak. You are single, but you might be weak. So by training, you are strengthened into this information. It works by strengthening. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So to turn our understanding and minds to him. Remember, Pastor said, God has given us wisdom literature for our understanding so that we be a people who value spiritual intelligence. You see, this is the faculty of the mind. This is the mind. So our minds are important. They're so important. So don't think that because you have prayed, then it ends there. This your part must also come into place. You must, after prayer, walk the walk. So that you apply yourself after prayer. So we don't pray and abandon the prayer and then it's done. No. Otherwise, it will be an error. So these are a people who disregard knowledge. This is the disobedient. Remember, he said to turn the disobedient. So these are the people who disregard knowledge. They disregard information. This information is in church. And those who disregard this information, it means they've had this information, it's in church. So it's possible that you could hear such words and disregard the words. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. So they are resistant. When God sees such a person, he says they are rebellious. It's rebellion. So it's you are resisting what could help you. You are resisting the material good for you. Praise the Lord. So, there's a need to prepare. Every time you come to church, please don't take it light. Hallelujah. Don't take it light. You are coming to meet with your master. Don't take it light. It is not a place to mark a register. Not today, kiile. And it ends there. Hallelujah. It does not work like that. So when you come to church, be prepared when I'm ready. Don't come here. Aso wait around. Aso wait around. Yes. So you have come to church. Remember what he says about the church? He says the church of Jesus Christ. So this is a council. We are seated. There are witnesses. Now there are witnesses. They are witnessing about you. So there's a record kept. So you are coming against your record. You just came to Ungwala for to write a form. Cross leg. No. This information that is given to you, use it. It is for your good. And for your children and your children's children. Hallelujah. Now, he says that they are now translated into the wisdom of the just. It is a transportation into a set of information, into a software of the righteous. So it's a configuration. We're talking about the mind. So it's a configuration. You are re-engineered into a mental reformation of the new man in Christ. So there's a set of rules. There's a set of information that we function by. We are not afraid of Satan. Remember, he never introduces himself. Are you aware? Are you aware when I'm read? Satan never. It is the Lord who says, I am he who lives, both now and forevermore. Behold, I was dead, but I'm alive forevermore. I am the first and the last, Alpha Omega. So if he says so, Satan, that check him. He never says, I'm Satan. I have come to destroy. But the Bible says he pretends. You know people who pretend? They have nothing. Anyone who pretends does not have that thing. Whatever. A poor person can pretend to be rich. A rich person does not pretend to be rich. Isn't it? Aha. Satan for you. But surprisingly, many believers are working with him. Huh? Brother Sati. He is there to destroy you. You see, he will rape your children. You must hate him. My daughter, she found me, I was on the other side of the study. She found me so aggressive. I was angry because a thought came. And that thought like threatened me. You see. So, in business, you sometimes think, what if these things just all go and you start seeing poverty and all the, hey! Yay and never. So she found me so aggressive. Titi, what happened? No, my girl, I'm addressing the spirit. I'm a spiritual man. I'm a spiritual man. Yes. So now, science proves this. There's what is called a hybrid vigor in science. So it is when a child shows the superior traits of or than that of the parents. Hallelujah. So it means that my daughter or my son must show superior traits than me. So whatever that I've taught them, they must do it much better than I did. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus has given us the same superior traits over the world. But they work by information. If you don't know, you don't know. Then you will perish because you don't know. Hallelujah. So the hybrid vigor works by what is called a law of use and disuse. Hey, is it grade 12? A law of use and disuse. So you keep looking. You keep going back. Then you are translated from glory to glory. This information is about you. You are just finding yourself out because you look at the mirror. Who looks at the mirror and sees someone else? Please, that's a spirit. If you're there, please rise your. No, please. I'm serious, so that pastor can lay hands. When you look at the mirror, do you see somebody? You see yourself. Then he says, as we look, it is a continual thing. We look, so we practice. We practice, all right? The law of use and disuse. So we continue to use this information such that we are built up to inform ourselves of who this Christ is in us. Then we start seeing ourselves as he sees us. Praise the Lord. This is the relationship we have with our master, the one who introduces himself to you. Hallelujah. So let's look at Romans chapter number 12, verse 1 to 2, the Message translation. So here is what I want you to do. God helping you. He says, I want you to do it. You do it, right? God helping you. So we are not alone. Then he says, take your everyday. Take your everyday, ordinary life. You see, you are sleeping, you are eating, you are going to work. See, it is not only Sunday. It is not only Sunday, it's daily. He says you're eating. Who thinks about eating as something that could be spiritual or scripture? He says you're sleeping, you're eating, going to work, and walking around life. God is there with you. Then he says, place it before God as an offering, embracing what God does for you in the best thing you can do for him. Don't become so well adjusted to your culture that you fit into it without even thinking. Hey, instead, fix your attention to God. You will be changed from inside out. Remember the law of use and disuse. So it is by looking. So when you are changed from inside out, it means there is information that is changing you. Each of us has a culture. Culture is by reason of practice, is by reason of use. It is something that is practiced over time. In our life church, we have a prayer culture. The church prays. And if you're here, you don't pray, come up hither. Come up. Take it serious. It is for your advantage. Are you aware that when you pray, it is God who will respond to you? You're aware, right? That when pastor say this, it is you who's saying it, God will respond to you. When you pray, God is not going to take your answer and give it to pastor. No, he answers you for your own promotion. So this is for your advantage. Use it. Use it. All right. Hallelujah. So he says, really recognize. He says, unlike the culture around you, always dragging you down, you see, to its level of immaturity. So the world's culture, it drags down. That's what it does. It doesn't have any other side. It drags you down. Then he says, God brings the best out of you. God develops well-formed maturity in you. You see, that is what God does for each of us. Why would you want to turn away from such a God? So it is in your interest to accept the material arranged to affect and elevate our thinking patterns. These are materials to renew and affect our understanding and feelings and awareness. See, feelings may not be fact or factual. That you feel a certain way, for example, that you feel that God is not with you, it is not true. He already said, I will never leave. No, is him who committed. We didn't ask, will you leave? He just said, I will not do it. So if you feel lonely or you feel that you are outside God, it is not true. That feeling is wrong. So this is how you counter. You counter that feeling. God is with me. He will never leave nor forsake me. So as you speak, you are hearing. Faith comes by hearing. So it is not hearing pastor speaking. When you speak, are you not hearing yourself? That is hearing. Use it. God is with me. He will never leave nor forsake me. I'm the best, the top and the first, the best of his creation. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm born of God. I'm born again. In him I live, I move, and I have my existence. Praise the Lord. You see, so that information gives you, or it re-engineers your understanding of your relationship and who you are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So this information, it helps us to make adjustment into godliness and to allow God to work in us. Just information fail. Remember, he says that when people perish, it's because they don't know. God says, if people perish, this is Hosea 4, right? When people perish, it's because they don't know. That's it. Nje. Fella, you're perishing is because you don't know. You don't know that you must pray. You don't know that you must read the Bible. You don't know that you must meditate. You don't know that you must focus. You don't know. So if God gives you the immaterial, use the material for your advantage. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there is an old information that I like to talk about. I think I spoke about this in our discipleship class. Horoscopes. What do you think about horoscopes? This is information that is in the world. I'm Aries, I'm Virgo, I'm Zeltotias, and so on, right? But let's look at Isaiah 47, verse 13. He says, you are powerless. In spite of the advice you get, let your astrologers come forward and save you. Savior is one. But now God is saying, okay, I'm allowing you to approach me with this person you think have power to save you. Those people who study the stars, who map out the zones of the heavens and tell you from month to month. Don't they do that? When we were young, there was a magazine called Bonner. I don't know if it's still there. Is it there? Bonner. Is there? I think it was paid something. I always went there to check this month what is Aries saying. And I believed it. And it worked. That is the power you have. The belief. Once you believe, you activate it. The belief. Even our salvation is by believing. You confess and believe. Then your salvation is activated. Yes, that's the power you have. You give it ground and platform. Power you have is when you believe. When you believe, understand this. When you believe, it is God who has given you this. You've got that power. So whatever you believe will work. Yes, it will work. I don't sleep in the night. I hear sounds and the gorillas chasing me. Easy. Okay, I'm tempted to testify about a lady who was working in a house. She said, my wife was a witch. Because when she slept, she saw two eyes, big eyes, looking down on her in her room. And then she found her earrings nicely put on the pedestal in the morning. She called my wife a witch. I said, okay, no problem. The next morning, she ran. Yes. So, okay, then that thing gave me comfort. I understood that, okay, you see our God. He will not come and be pitying your... No, don't worry. You won't hear the voice. You will read. And what you read is what you say. Yes. So, by that, I understood, okay, she had an agenda, but she met the master. Praise God. Each of us is there. This is the same God we're talking about. He's the one who spoke to Abraham, right? He is that same God. He is your God. So call on him. Don't be afraid. Call on him. All right. Verse 14. They will be like bits of straw, and fire will burn them up. So they're going to hell. They will not even be able to save themselves. God is giving us this information. The people that are giving you Sagittarius and Aries at every month, you see, God is saying they won't be able to save themselves. Look at that. Please understand this. Then he says, the flames will be too hot for them. Not a cozy fire to warm themselves. It's not winter fire. Then he says, that is all the good they will do you. So their good is actually evil. They are dragging you down. They are taking you to hell. Depart from that iniquity. They are not of God, those things. Praise God. Hallelujah. Especially ladies. Hallelujah. My sisters. I even seen men talking around. What is your star sign? No. Unless if they are. Muruti, what's your star? No, we don't do that. No. No, not at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes. Then he says they will leave you and go their own way. And none of you will be left to save you. You're alone. You're on your own. With those things. You're on your own. So depart from them. Hallelujah. Now, let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter number 1, verse 2, so that we recognize and accept that you are holy. This is a set of information. You are holy. You're not waiting to die so that you can be holy. You are a saint. It doesn't mean if you're putting on a jean, you are not holy. Please understand. It does not mean if you are wearing a hat, You're not holy. All right? You get? Praise God. Then he says, I'm writing to God's church in Polokwane. This is us, or wherever that you could be watching me from in this world. To you who have been called by God to be his own people. Say with me, I am holy. Say it again, I'm holy. Do you believe it though? Yes, you are. Yes, because it is not your holiness. It's not yours. You did not receive, you didn't attain this. You didn't write a test, wa pasa, then wa holy. No. There is one who has given you this holiness. That is Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Then he says, he made you, you see, he made you holy. Remember, John 14, he says that if you know, then you will be made free. Same thing. You are made holy. You are made free. So you are freedom. As you appear, freedom appears. Because you are made so. You are manufactured free. You are manufactured freedom. It's like a car. A make of a car is owned by the makers of that car, the manufacturer, right? Now, if you are made free, you are freedom. So you are holy. You are made holy. It is by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. He made you holy by means of Christ Jesus. Praise God. Just as he did for all people everywhere who call on the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. So you are sacred and you are saints. It means this information should propel you to some places and not to some places. Because you know, if I'm holy, there are places I should not be found. Remember your simple daily living? Remember? Yes. That's Romans 12. So this information, it gives you direction. That I am holy. There is where I should be found. And there is where I should not be found. Where the Lord Jesus Christ is not welcome, should not be found at them. Praise the Lord. So it is God's wisdom that one should die for us. It is his wisdom. So here on earth, when somebody dies, we cry, look, it's okay. Because we love, you know, others that, you know, we grow up with and so on. With God, the Lord had to die for each of us. If you were alone, he would still come to die for you, because each person is so important to Christ. Each of us, believe it. It is not how you are made feel or you are made to feel at home. That you are neglected or that something happened to you, it does not mean you are not important to God. Christ died for you. Each of us. And this is the master of the universe. This is the creator of heaven and earth. He says, I love you. That love is authentic. That is the original love. And he has that love for each of us. Please understand that. I'm trying to give this information to you such that when things or circumstances are now coming like bombarding you, the information that is propelled by the evil one, when it comes to you, you are able to stand. God loves me. And you understand that God loves you. And if he loves you, he will protect you. That's his nature. Hallelujah. So, where are we? Okay, verse 18, 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18. The message of the cross is foolishness to those who are, it is foolishness for those who are headed for destruction. Remember the rebellious at the beginning, Luke 1. So it is, they are headed for destruction. And then he says, but we who are being saved know it is the very power of God. As the scriptures say, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and discard the intelligence of the intelligent. So, where does this leave the philosopher, the scholars, and the world's brilliant debaters? God has made the wisdom of this world look foolish. Since God, in his wisdom, so to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom. You see, so we cannot approach God by ourselves. He has given us a way to approach him. For you to be born again, it means you must go through Christ. You have to follow what God has said we must follow. Since God in wisdom saw that to it that the world would never know him through human wisdom, he has used our foolish preaching to save those who believe. It is preaching that brings salvation. It is preaching. Remember, it is preaching. Hallelujah. So it is foolish to the Jews who ask for signs from heaven. So if you're here and you're saying, Lord, confirm yourself with signs, unfortunately, he's saying it's foolish. So you're like a Jew. Blessed are those who believe. And yet they haven't seen. That's what Christ has said. Hallelujah. Let's look at the wisdom of this world. James 3:13. If you are wise and understand God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life. Remember what we read, 1 Corinthians 1. By living an honorable life, doing good works with the humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Mona, it is equal to witchcraft. So you are flying, but not with a broom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. You see? There. You see? So these are factions. Sabotaging one another. Eh? Stabbing each other at the back. Hmm? Brother, how are you? He says it's demonic. It is it's worldly, and God doesn't want it. So, and such people are proud. Then the Bible says they are proud of what they should be ashamed of. They are proud of what they should be ashamed of. Every morning. Why would you be waking up every morning praying? You are making God tired. I used to tell my wife that. Every day calling on this God, please give him a break. Why? I mean, okay, I was thinking of me, forgetting that God is not man. Hey, I was thinking of myself. You cannot be doing this all the time. Verse 16 says, for wherever there is jealousy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder, evil of every kind. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It is full of mercy and fruit of good deeds. It shows no favoritism and is always sincere. And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap harvest, look at that, of righteousness. You see, so the wise apply themselves with the scope of Christ consciousness all the time. It is when you are wise that you are able to apply yourself according to the scope of Christ, according to what God said, then you apply yourself. Because you know, if you don't know, you will apply yourself by yourself and use the wisdom of the world. Praise the Lord. So we are aware that he is here. So if you are Christ conscious, you are, this is a, it's something that that helped me. Maybe it might help somebody. I practiced God walking with me. So every time I would want to do something, I would consult with myself, with my imagination that God is here. Because if we are aware that God is there, there are things that you won't do even if you are by yourself, right? Yes. I know. If my wife is here and I'm driving, I won't reach 200 because she's here. And I know she'll be complaining. So I put it where I know if she sees here, unless she's sleeping. But if she sees her, no, it's okay there, then I see where she's okay, she can see, then I'm okay. If you are with Christ every time, it means that your speed will always be checked. Because you are aware that the master is here. We're going to take 2 hours to get to Polokwane. Well, look, we'll just take 30 minutes. You see. But you are aware that he is with you. All right? Praise the Lord. So then, 1 Corinthians 1:23 says, so we preach that Christ was crucified. This is consciousness of Christ. That's where it starts. So the religious, this is the Jews, are offended. They are offended the religious. They're offended. And the Gentiles say, it's nonsense. But you, Alive Church, called by God to salvation, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God to you. So this foolish plan of God is wiser than the wisest of human plans. And God's weakness is stronger than the greatest human strength. Remember verse 26, dear brothers and sisters, that few of you were wise in this world's eyes and were powerful, wealthy, when God called you. Right. Quick testimony. This thing, it brought me to tears when I started realizing it. Like we were grooves. You understand? So we understand it. That's why you see us the way we are. Today, okay, let me go this way first. You would find us at the DJ's deck. We were like that. You understand? So it was there for the purposes of being drunk and, you know, you get. Today, you find us in the VIP sections of pastors. You see, we would take people to the groove with our cars. Today, we go and take our pastors. Both wells, we never asked for it. We didn't go introduce ourselves to ask that let's take these people there equally with the men of God. We didn't ask. So you can see that God is always working. He was there, but then the evil one wanted to corrupt the work of God. In my house, then we would find a room filled with Heineken. I would buy it, Hunter's Dry. I would buy it. No, seriously. You will find cases for my brothers and friends when they come and enter that room. Yes. So I'm trying to show you how this thing was. But today, I have a prayer room in my house. So you understand how this God is. You see, so the evil one was working against this God. I did not choose to have, it was a strong desire for me to have a prayer room. But during that time, it was for destruction of men. Some of you are listed there for prayer. Praise God. So you see how God works. Yes. Yes. I was. Death was chasing me. Death was my two lumbar vertebrae, right? The two bones. As I'm standing before you, they're broken. Yes. I had a car accident, very terrible car accident, and it broke two of those bones here. I've got very long two screws, very long, very long. So, and then the support, as I'm standing before you. See, death was chasing me. That was not the first car accident. There was another one before that. So it means that the spirit realm saw that there is something about this man. We must take him out of the world. I did not know. You see, for me to stand here, don't think it's easy. No, I always pray, maybe I would be sick, and then say, hey, Pastor, man of God, please forgive me, I can't come. But no, God says, drink from it. You see, because these are not the things that we choose ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So, it is not only that operation, there's another one here. My appendix ruptured and it got dry inside of me. It was frustrating. I just woke up with terrible pains. It was like this. Inside. So it was very terrible. You see, so if God was not there, you wouldn't see me today. I would be dead. But this is the God of our salvation. I'm not looking for sympathy. I'm just giving you a testimony of what God has done. Please. Hey, when you see me, don't say, ah, man of God. No. It is for God's glory that now I see that, okay, so this God has been with me, even when I did not want him. So he's got a plan for you. He's got a, ask Jophes Dumelo. My son used to call him Jophes with a coat of many colors. Ask Jophes. That man went into a ditch. His brother's own blood. They dropped him. Okay. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Blessed be God. Okay, let's go to the end. I'll stop here. This God says, come to me, you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Then he says, learn from me, because my yoke is light. So there's learning in Christ. Yeah, he says, come to me. It is me who will reply. When you come, I also reply. My reply is rest. It is strength. It's restoration. It's information that will give you exaltation. I'll elevate you when you come to me. Let us rise.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you are blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.